Support for WPR comes from Luther College in Decorah, Iowa, a community where students are invited to learn actively, lead courageously, and live purposefully for a lifetime of impact. More about Luther College at luther.edu.
Support for WPR comes from Stafford Rosenbaum, a Wisconsin-based law firm celebrating 145 years of commitment to practical legal solutions in areas such as family law and estate planning. staffordlaw.com.
Are school dress codes gender biased? Are there far too many restrictions for what girls can and can't wear and relatively few for boys? Is banning yoga pants or short shorts or bare shoulders because it might be distracting, presumably for boys, a legitimate reason for banning certain clothing choices? What kind of message does that send? Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, July 21st. Students and school administrators are clashing over dress code policies all over the country, and we will look at the controversy this hour with a guest who wrote about the trend and what the teens are saying is wrong about dress codes. And we will welcome your questions and your experiences. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Should girls be sent home from school because their shorts are too short? Should yoga pants be banned? What about if a bra strap is visible? Let me welcome our guest, Sarah Baboltz, associate editor of the Huffington Post. Her recent article is called "These Quotes from Students Nail Everything That's Wrong with School Dress Codes." Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being with us. So tell us how you got interested in this topic.
Right. So I noticed a story that started going viral about a month ago, I think now, surrounding the controversy in a Utah high school that photoshopped its students' yearbook images without its students' knowledge. And it started sparking a conversation about that school's dress code, that they weren't making clear enough to the students. And it sort of, that was interesting in itself, but then I started noticing other social media posts and local news articles from teenagers posting and just controversies in schools over their dress codes. So what struck me about it was, from the student's point of view, was that it seemed less of a issue of breaking rules just for the sake of it, and they actually had some pretty well-worded arguments and good things to say. So that's what sparked my article.
Yeah, and I do recall that Utah controversy, the school administrators would cover up a low-cut top, for example, like just black it out so you wouldn't see possibly cleavage.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was. And it seemed from reports that they just sort of picked students at random. It wasn't every girl who had a tank top getting photoshopped sleeves into her yearbook photo. So it was a strange incident.
Yeah, I noticed that some of the quotes you have were from a Wisconsin high school, teenagers from a Wisconsin high school. So these types of controversies are happening all over the country, where in particular it's girls who are protesting that the dress codes are harsher on them than boys?
Yep, that's correct. The codes will typically, they'll either be worded, from what I found, pretty vaguely, forbidding inappropriate dress, or revealing, articles of clothing, or they'll call out specific items of what's normally female clothing, like no spaghetti straps, things like that.
Yeah. Well, so I guess, why do the female students feel that they're, you know, that this is unfair to them rather than the boys?
So I think there's a couple phrases that are invoked in this argument. One is just like general misogyny. A couple others are rape culture and slut shaming. And you might be going, rape culture, that seems like a complete overreaction. I thought we were talking about student dress codes. What do those things have in common? But the idea is that rape culture is just an ingrained belief that we have that violence against women is inevitable. And when it happens, we tend to place a lot of blame on the women in question. So it's just this idea of placing blame on women and girls for the actions of others. And that's what some of the students feel that the school dress codes are doing by telling girls that they're a distraction. They're blaming girls' bodies for an issue, a distraction that's seemingly inevitable. But the argument is that it's not. It's taught, and respect for women can be taught.
Yeah, so ostensibly the purpose of the dress codes is what? What do the schools, how do the schools justify their dress codes?
So the schools justify it in a couple different ways. First is to prevent classroom distractions. And second is to prepare students for the real world. So distractions mean basically the boys. They don't want the boys to be looking at the girls in class, and I guess the idea is that a bare shoulder, a visible bra strap will lower somebody's test scores. And the preparing students for the real world is just the idea that they're trying to prepare students for a professional work environment and how to dress in an office environment. So there's another argument, I guess, that they're protecting girls from objectification, from seeing themselves as something to be looked at by regulating apparel. It's a way to take appearance just out of the equation. But the thing is, it sort of takes away their agency in that sense, too. They're telling them at a time when their self-image is still developing, their sense of self-esteem is still developing, that their body is what other people see it as. It's either inappropriate or distracting, and they should, in turn, see themselves as something to be looked at.
So did the girls tell you why they wanted to wear spaghetti straps and yoga pants and short shorts?
In this article, I actually just looked at local news stories and sort of polled reactions from the students that local news reporters gathered. I think in some of the cases, the girls were going to school like specifically to challenge the dress code because they wanted a better explanation. And in those cases, pretty much all they got was from the administrators was the idea that they're trying to prevent classroom distractions and it's for their own good. But that wasn't really enough for these girls. So they, some of them wrote, I think one of them wrote a blog post for the Huffington Post. Others went to local news outlets. Some of them had the support of their parents. There was one article, I'm not going to find it now. Where a girl went to school wearing spaghetti straps and her mother approved her outfits and she had a conversation with the administrators, but was sent home regardless. So,
yeah. And for the most part, I you looked at the girls protesting the I guess the gender bias of dress codes, but are boys weighing in on this at all?
I guess not as much that I saw. I saw a few posts on Tumblr of, which has obviously it skews very young in its demographic, of some boys trying to get by in sort of a joking way of wearing tank tops or spaghetti strap tank tops to school and short shorts. And I think it was more of a just a joke maybe in the last few days of school or something. There was one interesting article coming out of a high school in Canada where I think 30 of the students broke the dress code. They were all sent home. And one of the girls quoted in the article said that she talked to some of her male classmates, and they said they didn't like how the school was making them out to be uncontrolled, horny monsters. I really like that quote.
Well, I was almost going to say, I'm not going to make a statement on that, but the boys, though, for the most part, a lot of these dress codes, the ones that the girls are protesting, they're protesting because they have all the restrictions on them, and boys, for the most part, maybe boys get sent home if they're pants are around their knees or something and showing all of their underwear. But for the most part, there aren't a lot of restrictions on what boys wear.
Correct. Yeah, so it's just, I guess they're trying to raise the question of why. Why are we policing women's bodies or girls' bodies so much more than boys' bodies?
Well, we will ask our listeners, what do you think? Do you think that dress codes are fair? Or do you think that dress codes are harsher on girls than boys? And where should we draw the line on what students can and cannot wear to school? Are school administrators sending the wrong message when all of the restrictions on clothes have to do with what a girl looks like? A girl can't wear a top, a spaghetti strap, so her bra straps show. A girl can't wear short shorts or yoga pants or something someone deems inappropriate. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking this hour about dress codes and what teens think are wrong with school dress codes, particularly girls, who say that dress codes, for the most part, are gender biased. What do you think? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Sarah Baboltz. She is associate editor of the Huffington Post and wrote an article where she investigated the various protests going on around the country over dress codes. These quotes from students nail everything that's wrong with school dress codes. So, Sarah, give us a quote from a student that nails everything that's wrong with school dress codes.
Let me see here. Oh, one of my favorites. One of the more interesting ones to me was a student at Stuyvesant High School in New York City in 2012. That was the student staged a big dress code protest. One of them told a news reporter that I've been told that even though my skirts were technically acceptable, they were still too short for me to wear. Once it was suggested that I follow a separate dress code, with longer hem requirements.
What in the world? Because of her, yeah. Is this one of the ones where she had a different, I don't know, she maybe had a bigger butt than most of her colleagues?
Yeah, exactly. She had a different body type. She told the reporter that she and her friend were wearing the exact same style of shorts, but a teacher came up and called her out on violating the dress code and not her friend because she had a different body type. So...
goodness.
I think that really speaks to part of the issue that students are finding in schools, but not just the dress code, but the way that it's talked about and enforced. It tends to be like that, very just shamey and it falls short of being legitimately helpful in that way.
Well, Teresa on Facebook says, if I remember my high school dress code well enough, most of the codes were for female students, while I think the only one for guys was that we didn't want to see their underwear due to their pants hanging down so low. So I guess that memory probably is correct. Julie on Facebook says, my kids have to wear uniforms, and basically it is the same for boys and girls. Red, white, or blue polo with navy or khaki pants. Anybody weigh in on whether dress codes are the way to go to take care of this issue? Or uniforms, I mean.
Uniforms are the way to go. I think none of the stories that I was, the dress code protests were in schools that enforced uniforms. From what I read online on the issue, I think that some administrators will implement a uniform for their school when they're tired of having these battles between teachers and students over dress code rules. So it's in some cases maybe a cop out, but I guess I can't speak a lot to school uniforms.
Gwen in Madison is with us. Hello, Gwen.
Hello. I wanted to make a comment about the appropriateness of clothing in school. And my belief is that school, and of course, I'm older than probably everybody who's calling in. I'm 59 years old. But I believe that a school setting is like a business setting. And there are certain clothing that are appropriate in a business setting, and that's different from what you wear when you are out hanging out with your friends at the mall or at the beach. And I think that there should be rules that are evenly applied to both boys and girls as far as clothing, that there should not be clothing that is tight-fitting, low-cut, sleeveless, shorts should go down to the knees, whether you're a boy or a girl, and, you know, just evenly applied for both genders, because, as I said, that school is a formal setting. It's like going to a job, and...
Yeah, all right, so we get it, Gwen, so the school is... Is not the beach, Sarah. So what's the problem with a dress code? What would the students say about that?
So I think that goes back to the argument that schools are preparing students for the real world, for a working environment. And I don't think anyone's saying that there aren't inappropriate ways to dress for school. Obviously, if you show up in, a swimsuit or a wetsuit or something, that's not appropriate and could even be considered distracting in a classroom environment. I think one of the problems with the argument that you're preparing students for the real world is that students, there is no uniform dress code for the real world. Some students will go on to, work in a law office, and they are dressing in suits and ties and everything every day. Some students will, work in a more casual environment where they show up in jeans and work boots, and, there's just no... You can't say that you're preparing students for a working environment because everyone's working environment is different.
Yeah.
And there's just no uniform dress code for the real world.
And if I'm on my fashion trends right now, shorts for boys are really almost, capri length. I mean, they're down to the knee practically, and the style for girls is not shorts that go down past the knee.
I think that's been the case for a while, where girls' clothing and fashion is more tight fit, low cut. But then when you're calling them out I think this goes back to the argument of how we're talking about student dress codes, because when you're just pointing fingers at girls for wearing shirts that are too low cut or too tight, or pants that are too tight, you're shaming them for their body and possibly contributing to, a lower. You're making them think that they are only what other people see them as.
Let's get Steve from Eagle on now. Hi, Steve.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment. I'm only 24 years old, so recently removed from high school, and I definitely agree with your speaker that it is weighted heavily, or more heavy towards the girls. And also, I don't really think what they wear matters, what the girls wear. Guys are going to be distracted regardless of anything. It's just being at that age. It really made no difference whatsoever. It's just a simple fact of that's how guys are. So.
That's how guys are. It doesn't matter what they wear. So, all right. Well, Steve, thanks for your call. We have news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio coming up next, and then we'll continue talking about school dress codes with Sarah Baboltz, associate editor of the Huffington Post, talking with her about her recent article, "These Quotes from Students Nail Everything That's Wrong with School Dress Codes." She looked into how students are protesting gender-biased dress codes, saying that various dress code restrictions are applied to girls more than they are to boys, and that it's sending the wrong message. And we'll wonder what you think. 1-800-642-1234. Are school dress codes harsher on girls than boys? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking with a guest who wrote about how students around the country are protesting what they call gender-biased dress codes. And we are finding out why some teens across the country think dress codes are unfair, especially for girls. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Sarah Baboltz, an associate editor of the Huffington Post. Her recent article is called "These Quotes from Students Nail Everything That's Wrong with School Dress Codes." And we have posted a link to that article on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Well, Sarah, before we go back to calls, let me just set the stage once again. Why are school dress codes and their perceived or real gender biases a larger issue than just what students should and should not wear to school?
So that's what we were talking about earlier. It's just it goes back to an issue of general misogyny and placing blame on women and girls for the actions of others, particularly men. So it's this idea that if a woman or a girl wears a visible bra strap to school, that she might be distracting her male colleague or classmates and, affecting their performance in school, and that's her fault, so she should be covering up. When in reality, or at least the argument goes, that's not her responsibility. Girls, if a boy can't pay attention in class, then that's his problem, and he needs to learn how to deal with that, because that's, how the real world works.
Let's take another call from Mark in Madison. Hello, Mark.
Yes, I'm wondering if maybe there are more rules for women's dress code, because there are more acceptable clothing for women. For example, in the business world, men professional business clothing has to be a suit with a tie, gray or gray or black suit, whereas women can wear a wider variety of clothing. Is that possibly why there is more rules for women, because there's more acceptable clothing for women?
I think that's an interesting point. There are definitely a wider variety of clothing choices when you're a woman in the workplace or in any situation. but I think where school dress codes are concerned, the issue is less just the options of clothing available and more the way we're talking about, talking to girls about how to choose appropriate outfits for school.
Elizabeth on Facebook says, instead of being mad at the school or the world, rules for objectifying females, these girls should protest the fashion industry for their sexist portrayal of women. The fashion industry doesn't give men unprofessional, tight, revealing clothing. What's your response or reaction to that?
The fashion industry is supply and demand. So if, women and girls aren't buying these tights and low-cut outfits, then, they're likely not going to sell as many. But for other, reasons, it's just simple aesthetics. Girls, they like how they might like how they look in, a lower or a shorter skirt or a lower cut blouse. And we shouldn't be pointing fingers at them and calling them for saying that they look slutty or anything for those sartorial decisions.
Jane in Fitchburg is with us now. Hi, Jane.
Hi. I'm a retired teacher, and I would like to say that a lot of girls have worn very inappropriate clothing to school. I'm talking about the amount of cleavage that they show, shorts so short that the buttocks show, and even skirts that short as well. And the yoga pants rolled down at the waist so that you see the whole midsection. And I think this is distracting. I think it's that people are in denial if they say that boys should just be able to pay attention to their studies and not be distracted by it. I think it's very distracting. If girls think the rules are too strict, well, if they didn't specify all of these rules in detail, then it would be, if there was just kind of a general rule, then it would be very arbitrary in terms of enforcing them. Mm-hmm. And there would be a lot more objection because of that. And I think in regard to preparing students for the work world, there is nothing wrong with preparing both boys and girls for the idea that there are different standards in different places and that the school environment is not a place to be, as a previous guest mentioned, dressing for the beach.
Yeah. Jane, and I appreciate your comments and your testimonial as to what you have actually seen in the classroom. But what's your response to the quotes that these teens are saying? Hey, we shouldn't be saying this is I can't wear this because it's too distracting for boys, because that gives girls the impression that they are responsible for or guilty for what for what guys do. Shouldn't we tell the boys to look at their papers?
Well, it's hard to do that when you have a class discussion going on and people are naturally looking around the room at different people. I really believe that a lot of the girls dress provocatively specifically to distract the boys.
And you don't think that this gives the impression, by saying this, that girls then are asking for it if they wear spaghetti straps?
Well, you know, when you say something like spaghetti straps, that sounds very innocent to say that there's a bra strap showing and that this is not appropriate. Sounds like kind of nitpicking. But girls come to school with strapless tops. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, there needs to be specific, I think there needs to be specific rules, and that, quite frankly, they need to be enforced more.
And Jane, certainly just wanted to talk to you a little bit more about, you know, your views on this. Sarah, well, what about that? She says that the boys are going to be distracted by this. There's no stopping it, and there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, this is not appropriate for a school setting.
I guess I just have a question. If, where else are boys going to, besides school? I mean, school is, my question would be, where else are boys going to learn not to be distracted by the girls, what girls are wearing around them? That's a lifelong issue. If they're distracted in, ninth grade biology by what the girl in front of them is wearing, then how are they going to function in the workplace? As you say, the school should be preparing students for the workplace. So how are they going to function in an office environment where, you know, they have female coworkers?
I guess that's a bogus argument. I really would not expect to see any girls dressing for work the way they dress for school.
You mean when they dress the way way you say is inappropriate
and
for school?
I'm not saying that all girls do this, okay? But I am saying that there's a large number of girls that do, and they push the limits. And when boys push the limits, what do? Well, they do things like having some of their underwear show at their waist. Now, how does that compare with what the girls are doing?
Well, you think that it doesn't compare. You think that's no big deal.
Well, I don't think that boys should be wearing baggy pants like that in school. But I also don't think that it is objectionable to the same degree as what some of the girls are doing.
Thank you, Jane, very much. We have other callers. I'm getting short on time right now, but I'm wondering, Sarah, what would be a fair school dress code according to the teens that you've looked into?
I think a big part of it, a big part of the teenagers' objections or issues with their school dress code is that they don't feel like their administrators are really listening to them and taking their arguments seriously. So I think a first step to, resolving the dress code issue would just be involving the teenagers in the conversation. And then a second step, I think, would be to just take the shaming language out of the equation. So taking the inappropriate, or revealing language out of a dress code and making it very clear to students what is and isn't appropriate and involving them in that discussion.
Let's go to Monica in Waukesha. Hi, Monica.
Hi, Joy. Happy to talk to you this morning.
Yes, what do you think?
Well, what Sarah says actually upsets me a little bit. It's a little frustrating because when it comes to girls representing themselves in general, it starts early. Your parents dress you appropriately. Your parents buy you appropriate clothes. And then they know what school dress codes are. We've all gone to school. And so from there, now how a girl wants to represent herself is also how she's dressing. So I understand that the boys are going to be a little distracted. Boys in general are always going to be a little distracted by the female gender. It's just what it is. It's been that way for, obviously, millennia. So when a girl dresses in the morning, she should think about how she wants to represent herself at school, to her friends, to her peers, to her teachers, and for students to have a word in with the administrators. I went to school, I'm 30 years old, I went to school and we never had a word in about our dress codes. There were shorts to your fingertip length, and if they were shorter than that, you were sent home. It's the same way in the workplace. It is setting you up for the workplace. Again, I disagree with Sarah on that. It is setting you up for the workplace, because if you're not dressed appropriately for work, you're going to get sent home.
Mm-hmm. Well, quick response to that, Sarah?
No, I think those are great comments. I guess the workplace issue is a point of debate, but
Well, as we see these protests around the country, what do you think that dress codes might change in the future based on these protests?
I think so. I actually, somebody sent me a change.org petition from a student in Ann Arbor, Michigan, who's trying to get other students in the Ann Arbor Public School District to sign this petition to revise their school's dress code. It's a pretty typical dress code. They have a fine about ugly T-shirts that will be made available to students who come dressed inappropriately. But I thought that an interesting, and it has, it's about like two-thirds of the way to their desired number of signatures. But they have this interesting point that a community high school, which is an alternative high school in the Ann Arbor area, enforces no dress code. While maintaining ACT and SAT scores 4.7 and 35 points higher than the Ann Arbor School District average, mm-hmm. Which I haven't verified for myself, but I thought that was a very interesting point.
It is interesting.
Maybe if you just leave it up to the students, then, the school won't implode.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on.
Sarah Bobolts is an associate editor of the Huffington Post. Thanks to Justin Williams, to Robin Cherry, and to Christy Taylor for producing and directing this program. Our Monday morning wake-up call is coming up next. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.